Spotlight.
Welcome to the Spotlight program, in which today we are discussing the latest developments related to the catastrophic Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad yesterday. I am Anubha Rohatgi, and my guest tonight is senior journalist Vinay Kumar. Mr. Vinay Kumar, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Anubha.
And before we start this discussion, let me give our listeners the latest developments in this incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat this morning and met those injured in the Air India plane crash, which claimed the lives of 241 people. The Prime Minister also chaired a review meeting at Ahmedabad Airport with top authorities to assess the ongoing relief and recovery efforts. The Prime Minister also met the lone survivor of the crash, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is a British national of Indian origin and is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital. The Prime Minister visited the plane crash site and said that the scene of devastation is saddening. Mr. Modi said his thoughts remain with those who lost their loved ones in this unimaginable tragedy. The Prime Minister shared details of his visit to Ahmedabad in a series of tweets during the day. And in an important development, the black box of the ill-fated plane has been recovered from the crash site. Investigation into the fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues. And according to police sources, the black box has been recovered. Earlier, the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad, ATS, had recovered a digital voice recorder from the location. Mr. Vinay Kumar, my first question to you is, of course, as we said, that the most important development of the day, of course, apart from the fact that the Prime Minister himself visited the crash site and met the injured, the black box of this ill-fated plane has been recovered. Now, what is the importance of the black box being recovered and how is it going to help in the investigations?
Yes, Anubhav, this is a very crucial link in the investigation of the crash and to ascertain what might have transpired between the pilots, because it contains a cockpit voice recorder also. So it is decoded at a very special facility. Yes. It's a very complicated task also. So the investigators can try and ascertain what might have happened in the last moments. And in this case, as we know, there were only few seconds, 32 seconds. And after the Mayday call was sounded by, issued by the commander and the first the co-pilot, there was no other communication. So we are in the dark. Even the ATC, when the Mayday call is given, all other communication with other flying bodies, other planes, is stopped, and the topmost priority is given to the plane which has issued Mayday emergency warning signal. So after that, we are in totally dark, that, you know, why, what might have happened in those 32 seconds. We have seen the video.
Yes.
And experts have given their views, which are which border on highly speculative.
Exactly.
Angle. So we cannot say that, you know, what might have happened, what pilots might have spoken, you know, between themselves, and how they would have coped with the situation, because in civil aviation, in when pilots are flying the plane, it's sometimes you have to take split second decisions.
Yes.
So the black box recovery is a very crucial the angle, and a very crucial aspect of any investigation. Anywhere the air crash takes place, the first priority is to find the black box and send it for decoding.
Right. And I have now been joined online by senior journalist Neelam Matthews. Ms. Matthews, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Ms. Matthews, as I was just discussing with Mr. Vinay Kumar, the black box has been recovered. It's a very important step in the investigations. Now, we don't want to speculate into what could have happened, what were the causes of this crash. But the recovery of, as we were discussing, of the black box is very important. So once the black box has been recovered, how long does it normally take for the investigations to be over and before the official reason for the crash comes out?
Yeah, sure. Actually, there are two black boxes. One, as we were just told, is the flight data recorder, and they're both orange, in fact.
Yes.
So, okay, like also we were told, it's a very complicated procedure. So we will have the original equipment manufacturers, Boeing. Then there's the British Aviation Authority, FAA of the US, and of course, it will be led by the Indian Accident Board. So there will be a preliminary investigation, and the result will be released in 30 days. But then it can take up to almost a year till the complete investigation is done. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Mr. Vinaykumar, I want to ask you, the Prime Minister visited the site today. He met with the injured in the hospital. Yesterday, we saw the Home Minister immediately, you know, just within a few hours after this horrific accident, he was there in Ahmedabad. He took, he visited the crash site. He went to the hospital. Today, the Prime Minister himself was there. He chaired a high-level meeting. How important is it when the leader of the country, is taking the lead, is leading from the front, and in a situation such as this, which is a very sensitive situation, which is a situation which involves the emotions and of so many people, so many hundreds of people. How important is it for the leader of the country to be taking a lead?
Yes, Anubha, you are right. Prime Minister visiting the site and Home Minister yesterday going there on the spot. It signifies the importance and the topmost priority which Indian government has given to relief and rescue operations and the investigation and the probe of this human tragedy which has devastated hundreds of families. And I think this was one of the worst civil aviation disasters
yes.
to have happened. And Prime Minister taking a personal interest in speaking to the injured on the ground, and the sole survivor who escaped miraculously from the burning fireball to which the plane had been reduced, and his version, which is also very, very important, that
absolutely
what he said. And there was a photograph. Prime Minister is leaning and talking to him very intently. So it shows that how much importance Indian government gives to the investigation and to the prompt identification of bodies and the final rites of the bodies, DNA testing, all those procedures come into play. And the sooner it is done, the better it is. And this kind of tragedy has never happened. Such a big plane, such an advanced plane, which is said to be one of the safest.
It's the first time that a Dreamliner has been involved in an accident.
There were some issues when it was launched in 2011. The batteries were getting overheated.
Yes.
And all those. But this kind of crash to have happened, what could have gone wrong? And it shows that, when the Prime Minister himself is visiting the site, taking review meeting, the investigators will be on their toes to complete all the procedures, to stick to all the SOPs. And then the US has also butted in, the NTSA, National
NTSB has sent
it. And the British, as Neelam was pointing out, British experts will also be there, and Boeing as well. And India's Air Accident Bureau will also investigate the cause. So it shows that, the proper coordination at the top level from the government is not lacking.
Right. Ms. Matthews, I want to bring you in here as we were discussing that the teams, of course, the investigation teams are going to do their work. But in the meanwhile, following the accident, the Indian Aviation Watchdog, DGCA, has ordered enhanced safety inspection of Air India's Dreamliner fleet. How do you see that?
Well, it's a good idea, but until we know really what happened, it will be difficult to know what to fix, right? May I just talk about a possible cause, because I don't want to speculate?
Right. We were saying in the program that it's better not to speculate, but go ahead. Please share your view.
I'm not speculating.
Yes.
That's my reality.
Please.
The fact that there was a gust of vortex, that's the white smoke that when the plane takes off, it means that the power was fine.
Right.
So it also means those people saying that the engines were shut off might be wrong. And this could be a result of multiple factors. That's mechanical and human intervention.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know whether Vinay agrees with me.
Would you add to that, Mr. Vinaykumar?
No, I would not like to say anything on that, because this looks... highly, you know, very complicated, as you said, rightly said, there are multiple factors. What could have gone wrong in such a short span of time?
Yeah.
And the video was the only guide where it showed that, you know, it gained height of only 625 meters
feet.
And feet. And the landing gear was visible. So what procedures might have gone wrong, whether it was, yeah. you know, engines did not develop that kind of thrust to lift the aircraft, you know, flawlessly. And whenever, Neelam, you see the aircraft taking off, it's a beautiful sight. And the takeoff of this particular flight of Air India was perfect. But over the next 30 seconds, everything,
yes.
the disaster
happened. Like we're saying,
happened.
We do not know what has happened,
yeah.
what happened in those 32 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, the investigations have started and we will have to wait for the official, for the investigations to be over and for the official reasons for this particular crash coming out. Mr. Vinikumar, I want to, because you were talking about the DNA testing. So, you know, right now, given the kind of weather that India is under, you know, we are at the peak summer right now. So there is also a risk of contamination over time due to high temperatures. So the work for the, you know, the FSL team, which is conducting the DNA test, it becomes a challenge for them.
Yeah, it's no doubt it's a daunting task, but that is the only method available.
Yes.
To identify, you know, match the DNA with the family members, and India has those facilities, and DNA test is accuracy is very high, 99.9%, and they can take the samples, and then we have those labs, those facilities are
yes.
available. It may take 3-4 days because whatever remains are there, with the hair, with the, you know, segments of strands of skin,
teeth,
yeah, all those things are possible. And then the genetic expert gives his or her view on the DNA result. So it's a complicated procedure, but this is the only procedure which is very accurate. It is followed worldwide to identify, the bodies. In such situation.
Ms. Matthews, I want to ask you that, you know, of course, investigations have started. Indian government has ordered its own investigation. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has ordered its own investigation. And to help us, to support us in this investigation, there are teams which are arriving or have arrived from the UK. There is a team which has arrived or will be arriving from the US, and of course, a Boeing team. So when we talk about such a support that is coming out, how much of a support does it, how does it help in the investigations?
Oh, go ahead.
Please, I'm asking, that's what I want to know from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, immense amount of support, as Vinay agree, because these guys have experience over decades, over accident investigations, etc. So we are comparatively not that much of a mature industry, and fortunately, we haven't faced so many accidents. But on a global scale, generally, the accident is held, the investigation is held by the owner, by the OEM, the manufacturer
yes.
of the aircraft.
Which is Boeing in this case.
Accident Bureau.
Right. Would you
and
like...
Sorry, also the UK Aviation Authority, because it's an ICAO rule
yes.
that if you have passengers of, say, UK passengers, then they have to be also involved.
Right. Mr. Vinikumar, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, it's a massive coordination, from all agencies, from all experts, as Neelam was saying, the manufacturer of the aircraft, the country whose passengers were there. So in this case, we have Canada, Portugal, Portuguese, and the UK. So no doubt, it's a great help. And whenever an air crash takes place, it's a global effort. You know, all experts, all agencies, they get together and they want to know what has happened, because air transport is one of the safest modes of transport worldwide. And to cover massive distances, we have only this means of transport.
Right. Mr. Vinikumar, Ms. Neelam Matthews, thank you so much for joining us on this program.
Thank you.
Spotlight.